VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the eve of what is going to be a month like we have never seen before in the promotion of what is called by some to be gay pride or LGBT pride, but what God calls an abomination. I mean, we see the devastating progression in Romans chapter 1, where we read that God also gave them up to uncleanness in verse 24. We also read in verse 26, God gave them up unto vile affections, where even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. And then verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Could it be that this is where we are at in our society today? We're here today to expose the indoctrination that's going on. We're here today to expose how corporate America has been taken over by the LGBT agenda, and even how the president of the United States of America, through his administration, is threatening that unless schools allow boys to go into girls' bathrooms, they will not get their federal lunch money. Joining us today on Crosstalk, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jim, and we are indeed in the midst of a national crisis now on this issue.
Peter, we are seeing the proliferation of this LGBTQ plus movement like never before in our nation, and we are just entering the month of June. We are on the eve of so-called June Pride, and we're going to see an unfolding of promotion. We're going to see an unfolding of indoctrination like we've never seen before. We've got a lot that we're going to discuss today. But some wonder, they scratch their heads, Peter, and say, how did we ever get to this point?
Well, we got to this point by continually caving in and indulging these activists. And also, Jim, let's be fair, this has been a media revolution as well. The media has been part of the LGBT queer movement for now for, golly, decades. And so when you have the media, which now doesn't even include opposition and barely in any stories, especially during the presidential campaigns and political campaigns, you basically have a degree of information that's hard to combat because the media helps, keeps criticism away from this movement. And there's a lot to criticize, but you never hear it, so you're only getting one side.
Right. Well, Peter, we've got a lot that we're going to unfold on the broadcast today, and some of it should not surprise us. I mean, Joe Biden said as he was running for president that the transgender issue is a civil rights issue of our time. And I'd like to begin with his administration, because a story in The Federalist indicates that the Biden administration has announced that K through 12 schools must allow boys into the girls' private area to obtain federal funds for their lunches, the breakfast and lunches. Establishments that accept any federal food funding must also allow males who claim to be female to access the female private spaces, showers, bathrooms, sleeping areas. Staff will also be required to use inaccurate pronouns to describe transgender people and allow male staff to dress as women while on the job and vice versa. We understand that there are going to be waivers, we're told, for religious institutions, but think of all those who don't qualify and how long before they go after religious institutions. But, Peter, this coming from the Biden administration, forcing schools that if you want your federal lunch money, you're going to have to allow boys who wish to identify as girls into the girls' locker rooms and showers and restrooms.
Yeah, can you imagine holding the schools hostage, using lunch money to push this radical gender rebellion agenda? It's just outrageous, but this is where Biden is. He's totally given over. Just like on all the others, Jim, he has allowed himself to be totally used by the left, and the left in this country is obsessed with promoting gender rebellion and homosexual misbehavior and all sorts of perversions. And by the way, Jim, of course, it's transgenderism now. The next thing coming down the pike is pansexuality, polyamory. They just keep metastasizing, and this administration is on the side of evil on this issue.
Well, Peter, you know, it started out as just gay and lesbian, then went added the, you know, the bisexual, and then transgender. And several said, oh, this transgender matter is going to, you know, just totally cause the whole LGBT movement to be the lesbian gay movement to be blown apart because of how weird and the transgender movement was and how radical it was. But Peter, now it's being swallowed hook, line, and sinker.
Well, Jim, here's what I'll say to that. In order for it to be blown apart, there has to be the understanding that it's all tied together. And what we see the conservatives and some of the Republicans doing is they're starting to promote gay Republicans, or they have been for a while, and so they're trying to just single out the transgender issue. And even while they do that, they're still saying that they respect transgenderism. And so there's way too much sympathy for wrongdoing, and there's a pathetic misunderstanding. You wouldn't have this radical, humongous, aggressive transgender lobby if the gay lobby didn't pave the way first. But conservatives now have given up on the gay issue, so many anyway, that it's very hard to tackle this issue because one leads to the other. And of course, as we just said, the next one, they're already talking. People are coming out as pansexuals now and non-binary and all these other false identities. It just keeps metastasizing.
Peter LaBarbera with us here today from Americans for Truth. Peter, schools have been a huge indoctrination source, and I'm going to start off in the state of Maine. We have the Maine Department of Education. They had a video introducing this concept of sexual orientation and gender identification to kindergarten students. They have since pulled this, but I want to give you a taste of the indoctrination to five-year-olds taking place in the state of Maine.
People in this country who are LGBT plus, we're not free. Now, you might have never heard that term before, LGBT. Well, let me tell you what it means. The L stands for the word lesbian. Lesbians are women who love other women. G stands for gay, and gay men are men who love other men. B stands for bisexual, and bisexual people are people who love both men and women. And the T stands for transgender. A transgender person is someone who the doctors made a mistake about when they were born. When a baby is born, the doctors will tell the parents what gender they think that baby is. They'll say, we think your child is a female, or we think your child is a male. But some people, when they get a little bit older, realize what the doctors said was not right. They might say that the doctors told me I was a man, but I'm really a woman. Or they might say the doctors told me I'm a woman, but I'm really a man. And so when they grow up and they can tell people that the doctors made a mistake about their gender, then they can transition to be the gender that they actually are. So transgender men are people who the doctors thought was a woman when they were born, but when they grew up, they could tell people that they're actually a man, and so they transition to be a man. And transgender women are people who, when they were born, the doctors thought they were a man, but when they grow up, they tell people, no, I'm actually a woman, and so they transition to be a woman. And so that is who transgender people are.
So, Peter, here we have their definition of transgender. Doctors made a mistake, you know, when saying, well, we think you have a boy or we think you have a girl. This is designed for kindergarten students.
Jim, you could not make this up. And one of the things I wanted to say for this interview as I've been preparing for it is, whoever could have predicted that it would be this crazy, this radical, this extreme, this evil at this point in our society, that we've basically had about 50 years of hardcore gay activism. And for this, the teachers have become change agents, propaganda agents in the classroom. And I can only say that if you put your kid in a school, your child in a school, you're almost begging for trouble, because this level of propaganda and the way that teachers have bought in to LGBTQ ideology, and notice how she didn't define the plus there or the Q, Jim,
mm-hmm.
it's just horrific, and they're sacrificing young children. It's really abuse. It's mental abuse of these poor kids.
Yeah, and we're talking five-year-old impressionable minds, but Peter goes even younger than that, because from Maine, we're now going to go to North Carolina. Western Journal has a story of a preschool there under fire, where we have a teacher using flashcards to teach colors, but uses LGBTQ themes, including a card that says white on it, but it depicts a so-called pregnant man to teach children about colors. This was Representative Tim Moore who brought this forth in the House of Representatives there. But you see the picture of a person who looks male but is biologically a female but expecting a baby.
Right, and this left wing media and this transgender, this radical lobby, is and the media with them pushing this myth that is a man. It's obviously a gender confused woman who's taken hormones to grow facial hair, etc. It's men don't have uteruses. Men cannot produce children. Just like in the previous story, Jim, the doctor didn't make a mistake. It's very easy. The doctor, for decades and hundreds and thousands of years, birthing people and doctors have said, you know, the people birthing babies, it's a boy, it's a girl.
Right.
They look at the baby. And what compels us to think that we've risen to some level where we're smarter now and we can't say that by looking at a baby? This is an insane agenda. The evil is just everywhere, and we can only hope and pray that Americans, so many are now waking up to the reality here. I hope it's not too late. When elections come, we can make our voice heard.
Well, Peter, we're going to go next to the state of Ohio, because there's a local school district in Ohio that's instructing teachers to begin the social transitioning of non-gender conforming students without knowledge or consent. And then in Pennsylvania, we've got a school there hosting a drag show for kids without parental knowledge or consent. And in Philadelphia, where teachers are urged to attend this graphic sex conference for them to be, we can't even mention some of the workshops that were part of this thing, but here, this is what's going into teaching teachers, and then how they are keeping communications from parents from allowing kids or promoting kids to transition without parental knowledge or consent.
Right, because they regard them as their children, bottom line. They do not regard the parents as having the authority over the children. They believe that when they're in that school's walls, they are their children. And, Jim, I think my greatest fear is all these sexual orientation and gender identity non-discrimination laws that have been passed in state after state, and, of course, we've seen the Supreme Court push a federal version as well through the Bostock decision, we're going to see these sexual orientation non-discrimination laws used to defend the so-called right of schools to keep the, quote, privacy of the transitioning student, keep that privacy and use the law to keep the parents from knowing what's going on. This is really an outrage, and the question is where this is all headed. I hope that it's headed to a major revolution at the ballot box, because I think many, many Americans now who really weren't informed, Jim, you and I have been doing this for, golly, I think 2 decades, but there are a lot of people who are only now getting informed, and let's just hope it's not too late.
Indeed, let's hope it's not too late. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Peter LaBarber today on so-called Pride Eve, a nation given over. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, did plants evolve?
Chris, according to evolution, both plants and animals evolved from an original single-cell organism, which itself came from non-living chemicals. If you look in a book on plant evolution, you'll see many references to plants changing into other types. But when you look for the evidence, you'll be disappointed. Now, there is a lot of evidence that plants have varied over the years, but did they evolve from something else? We have lots of different kinds of algae and ferns and flowering plants, but no clue that any of these basic categories evolved from another. Each were created separately, just like it says in Scripture. In Genesis, we read that God created each basic type after their kind, not by changing one kind into another. Face it, Chris, evolution didn't happen. Now creation, that happened. And we read about that when we go back to Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Friends, it gives us no joy in reporting these stories, but we do need to open your eyes and make you aware. Just as the watchman sounded the trumpet when danger was lurking, we're alerting you to what is going on. In some cases, it's indoctrination. Many cases, it's indoctrination. We're seeing the promotion taking place of the whole LGBTQ plus agenda that's taking place. And Peter LaBarbera is our guest from Americans for Truth. Peter, some more things going on in the schools. We've just touched on some things in some state. Let's go to Washington State. Here we have a school board member set to host a queer youth open mic night at a sex store for children ages 0 to 18 on June the 1st. And on the other end of the country, in Maryland, an elementary school inviting students to honor the LGBT pride flag in the classroom.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And and Jim, I think that what parents have to do, and even if you don't have a parent near the schools or just as an American citizen, we need to activate our representatives. We need to have our people, if you're listening to this show, find out who your representatives are at every level. I'm talking state representative, state senator, U.S. senator, U.S. congressman, and contact your local Republican or if you're or whatever party you're part of, your representatives, and urge them to understand that we must not promote this agenda. We have to take it seriously. Jim, Gallup recently found that 20.8% of the Gen Z generation, which I believe is ages, I think it's 18 to 24. I'm not exactly sure on that, Jim, but upwards of 20%, that's one in five, are identifying as LGBTQ. That's shocking. And that's what's happening. The children have been propagandized. They've been brainwashed. And so many of them are now experimenting with this radical and sinful behavior and ideology.
Let me just mention a couple more of these. And, Peter, we could go from state to state to state and to see what's going on here. But you're familiar, and I know many listeners are familiar, with what they call the gender-bred person. But now they're using this new tool called the sexuality, helping students learn about the what they call the 45-plus components of sexuality. They use this sexuality website, and young people are learning about all kinds of inappropriate behavior. And while that's going on for the young end of the spectrum, here we have the, let's go to the state of Arizona, LifeSiteNews.com.
Oh, Jim, can I say something on that?
Yeah, yeah.
One thing that most Americans and most of our people would probably just not even fathom this. Once you take the idea of this radical idea that homosexuality is equal somehow with normalcy and with God-ordained sexuality, well, then from there they say, well, then you have to teach gay sex ed. You have to, because there's going to be a certain percentage of our society that identifies as these various LGBTQ. We have to teach their sex. And so what it does is it forces the teaching, the indoctrination on sexual deviancy, teaching that as normative to children.
Indeed, and that's what's going on. And, Peter, it's starting at the preschool years. We're seeing that indoctrination going through kindergarten, all through the elementary school years, the middle school, and even the high school. Let's go look at the Arizona. These are just examples of what's going on. And the story in LifeSite News tells us that the education department there, run by a superintendent of public instruction, Kathy Hoffman, promotes, catch that, folks, promotes a chat for LGBTQ kids that lets adults talk to them, to the teens, without parental consent. This is the Arizona Department of Education hosting a website allowing teens to talk with LGBTQ adults about gender and sexuality without parents knowing about it. This, by the way, the superintendent is running for re-election August 2nd. Previously had teamed up with a homosexual advocacy group to push for co-ed sex education and also remove a state prohibition on teaching about abnormal or unusual sexual acts and practices. But, Peter, some of the chats on this website are like pansexual, panromantic visibility, body liberation, and understanding your sexuality while being trans and non-binary.
Yeah, they're obsessed with gender rebellion, gender confusion. And, Jim, this same lobby is fighting against so-called, they call it conversion therapy, but we're just saying sometimes it's just normal talk therapy for people who want to pursue God-ordained sexuality, in other words, normal sexuality. And the LGBTQ lobby is against that. So what they're saying is you can become anything you want, genderqueer, that's one of the ones, pansexual, non-agender, bigender. So, Jim, it keeps, like I said, it metastasizes.
Right.
You can become any of these deviant identities and sexual orientations, but you can't become straight and normal. Think about that. It's so wicked that it's hard to get your mind around.
It really is, Peter. And this is being taught from young. No wonder why those numbers are increasing for the Gen Z. And the next generation coming after this, Peter, it's going to be even much higher. And I wanted to say this, in some cases, parents have been pushing back. We saw this happen in Virginia and Idaho, the state of Idaho, a high school just removed some of these pornographic books thanks to the pushback from parents, books like Gender Queer and This Book Is Gay. We even had the pushback from the Indiana legislature that overrode the governor's veto there to save girls' sports. But this pushback is so important all across the country.
Yeah, and the question is it too late? And we're just going to have to encourage and educate people. And, Jim, this has really been going on since 1992 in a strong way. If you remember Children of the Rainbow back in New York City, I believe that was one of the earliest, 1992, so we're talking 30 years. And the sad thing is that conservatives, some of them just only now are taking this issue seriously. We tried to warn them. We've been doing this a long time, you and me, Jim.
Yes.
I've been doing it for 30-plus years, and only now are we seeing a mass mobilization. But again, it's not just the transgender issue. It's the homosexuality. I'm finding that a lot of these parents whose kids are coming out as transgender, and they're shocked. They're not conservatives. They were liberal. A lot of them were Democrats. But they tolerated that. They thought it was okay if their daughter, say, was said she was a lesbian, and then they're shocked when the daughter decides she wants to be a man. And that's the problem. This is all part of the same. You talk about trees, Jim. The root of this is sin, is sexual deviance. It's a rejection of God's created, wonderful created order. And once you take away the boundaries that God has established, and you can just look at Romans 1, then, it says in the Bible they invented ways of doing evil. That's what's happening now. The rebellion is so strong that they're always thinking of new things to become.
Peter, I'm going to transition from schools, and we could spend hours talking about what's going on there, but to see what's also happening in corporate America, where Americans are spending their money. And I want to begin with saying, shame on State Farm Insurance. I mean, to see what State Farm Insurance has done. And Washington Examiner has this. Tony Perkins has written on it. Let me just share. The auto insurance company State Farm encouraging its agents in Florida to donate books promoting transgenderism to five-year-olds to their local schools or public libraries. This is an email that was shared by a whistleblower. The email obtained by the nonprofit organization Consumers Research, shared with the Washington Examiner, revealed that State Farm has partnered with Gender Cool Project that promotes issues of gender identity in children through various advocacy and public awareness programs to donate a packet of three books to local schools and libraries. The three books are A Kid's Book About Being Transgender, A Kid's Book About Being Non-Binary, and A Kid's Book About Being Inclusive. All with descriptions about gender and identity meant to disprove the notion that gender is the same as biological sex. The project's goal is to increase representation of the LGBTQ+ books and support our communities in having challenging, important, and empowering conversations where children age 5 plus, the email said. Well, we understand that when this went public, that the many across this nation got in such an uproar against State Farm Insurance, saying, how many policies are you writing to 5-year-olds? How many auto insurance policies and homeowner policies to 5-year-olds? Why are you entering into this cultural battle? And there is one individual here with the Consumers Research, Will Hild, he actually produced an ad called Like a Creepy Neighbor, State Farm is There. And Peter, we understand that though they have kind of pulled away from this, they're still identifying and standing by so many of the issues that brought them to this point here. But State Farm Insurance, Peter, this is outrageous.
Yeah, and Jim, I'm going to answer, and we've talked about this in previous shows, the why. The homosexual lobby, led by the Human Rights Campaign, has very craftily created something called the CEI, the Corporate Equality Index. This is a scorecard for corporations, ranking them from 0 to 100%. Well, of course, in this very rigged and corrupt ranking system, part of the way to get points for a corporation is to make these donations to LGBTQ organizations, and you get points for that. By the way, you lose points if you were to donate to a pro-family group, but of course none of these corporations donates to wholesome organizations. They all donate to the LGBTQ groups because they're rewarded. So when you see one of those little equal signs, CEI index on a car, for example, this is their ranking system, and they basically pressured these corporations to give more and more money to LGBTQ organizations. And what that does, Jim, is it means all these groups have this seemingly unlimited supply of funds to promote this deviance everywhere. It's funded by big corporations, and they all want to get that 100% ranking. They don't want to lose it. And so they keep the funding coming, and they keep doing these ridiculous promotions that offend so many Americans.
Well, many were offended, certainly, by this, and we understand there's been a backlash against State Farm. But it seems that their foundation has shifted, and certainly they're entering this culture war at this point. And again, shame on State Farm for even going down this pathway. And now they're going to try to walk middle of the road, people, Peter, which is not going to work because the LGBTQ plus agenda is going to say we need more from you, and those who hold to biblical values certainly don't want to support a work like that.
Right, and it's getting to the point where you'd have to pretty much boycott almost every corporation.
Yeah.
That's how out of control it is. And so we're going to have to be smart. We're going to have to get involved. You can't just sort of run away from this because, as we see, the children are affected. The children are the ones, when you've got almost 21% of Gen Z, the latest generation measured, who's adopting these identities, we know that this is having a huge effect, and it's a revolutionary effect in our culture, and it's created a national crisis, Jim. And so we have to get involved.
Peter, the toy industry getting involved. Fisher-Price wants your child to become a drag queen. This is a column by Todd Starnes saying that they've introduced a collection of dolls that promote cross-dressing and the drag queen lifestyle. The parent company is Mattel, defending this. And Mattel also has come out, we understand, with a special transgender Barbie doll.
Yeah, they've I don't know if it's Mattel or who has the Laverne Cox.
Yes, that's Mattel.
Doll, which is a drag queen, actually a transgender activist. This is a biological male who sort of lives publicly as a woman. Now, it's interesting to me, Jim, I Googled Laverne Cox. I hadn't done much research on him, and it's a him. It's not a her. And he was raised by, it says he was raised by his mother and grandmother, I believe. I'm sure a male role model was lacking in his life. We see so many homosexual and transgender activists who were lacking in their role models. They had a dysfunction in their childhood. And now we're promoting this guy as a hero to children. And and Jim, another thing I think is interesting about this whole agenda is, whoever would have thought that we would never think, oh, drag queens, that's too radical. They're not going to promote that. But look what this movement has done. They're promoting drag queens everywhere.
Yes.
That used to be a fringe even in a homosexual movement, and they're promoting it everywhere.
Peter LaBarbera with us here today here on this so-called Pride Eve, a nation given over. Folks, we've got more to share with you after the break. Don't go away. This is Crosstalk.
Islam is on the rise all over the West, including America. In his compelling book, The Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent, author Erwin Lutzer believes that we have reached a tipping point. The spread of Islam is impacting the way we live, and this advancement of Islam poses a threat to our freedoms of speech and religion. But he says this time also offers Christians a powerful opportunity to share the gospel. In The Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent, Dr. Lutzer addresses several important issues, including the agenda that Islamists have for the West, how Islam's growing influence will affect you personally, and what the church should be doing in response. He also gives a reminder that ultimately, the enduring truth of the cross will prevail. Copies of the book, The Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent, are available for a donation of $17 to VCY America by calling 1-800-729-9829 during regular office hours. Again, that number, toll-free, is 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, we are wanting you to understand today the magnitude of what has taken place to our nation. We ask for God's blessing upon our nation, but how is it that we can ask for His blessing when we continue to thumb our nose at God? We are a nation that's been given over, and we're just giving illustrations of what's taking place. Friends, we are doing nothing but scratching the surface to awaken your consciousness to what is taking place, and trust that it's causing your heart to be burdened to be praying for this country and to take a stand on these issues, whether it be in your schools, whether it be in corporate America, whether it be that in your church, whether that be in politics. Friends, to let your light so shine before men. How critical it is in such a time as this, and to be in prayer for a nation. More on that in just a bit. But Peter, we're going to pick up here with what's going on with Disney, and we could spend a full program just on Disney. But here we have, coming from Disney, the Toy Story spinoff with Buzz Lightyear. We have this new partner of his, Alicia, a lesbian who so-called marries her queer partner, greets her with a kiss on the lips as they start their new homosexual family in that regard. In addition to that, there's a new Pride collection coming out with a LGBTQ clothing line for children. Newsmax talks about the rainbow backpacks and pins to children's T-shirts and tumblers. New collection for the child who likes Marvel, Mickey, or Star Wars but wants to be an LGBTQ plus ally. The Disney Pride Collection created by LGBTQIA plus employees and allies at the Walt Disney Company, a reflection of their incredible contributions in place at the heart of the company. The company said on their website, "We stand in solidarity with our LGBTQIA plus community everywhere." Peter, Disney.
Well, it looks like just Disney has given over and they've chosen this way. And I think the only alternative now is for people just to leave Disney. I don't understand why you'd want to give thousands of dollars to a corporation which is so insensitive to the needs of children that they would actually take the Buzz Lightyear brand and add a lesbian component with actual same-sex kissing, and you know, promoting this to toddlers who love Buzz Lightyear. My kids love Buzz Lightyear. This is so outrageous. And this is, again, this is the selfish LGBTQIA employees at Disney who are pushing this, driving it. And now we see the company suffering. Finally, Americans are waking up, and they don't want to support this.
Peter, again, in corporate America, we've got everybody from Calvin Klein saluting mothers, including a pregnant man who isn't a woman. Starbucks paying travel costs for employees to get their transgender surgeries. And then we've got Target. Target, just ahead of Pride Month, they announced this partnering with a Tomboy X, creating and selling a line of clothing, as well as Meijer stores was celebrating Pride Month. From gourmet seasonings to street-inspired stencils, learn about our favorite LGBTQ plus founded brands. Peter, corporate America is just given total sway to the LGBT plus movement.
Yes, and again, it's all driven by this very sophisticated pressure campaign led by the Human Rights Campaign, which is the leading homosexual lobby group. And we've got to be smart. We can't boycott them all, but what we can do is be very is pushback, and we're seeing a lot of that now. I mean, Target is selling these something similar to binders, which are for these girls who believe they're boys, men, and they put a binder over their chest to flatten their chest to be like a man. This is outrageous. It's unhealthy. It's dangerous. It's not healthy. Binders have created health problems for actually decades. I believe in the Orient they created problems. So why are we doing this? We're doing it for an ideology, a wicked ideology, which pretends that you can change biology, but you can't.
Indeed, you can't. You're male or you're female. Peter, let's just mention this, too, because all throughout this month of June, we're going to see Major League Baseball coming out with their Pride Nights. I just saw Western Journal having a story, too, about a Major League Baseball team, the Detroit Tigers, are playing homage with a special Pride Night game on Wednesday. When you buy a ticket to Wednesday's game on the Tigers website, you're given the option to donate to a local Pride organization of your choice and a long list of LGBT groups. But this is something that's going to be seen nationwide in Major League Baseball are the Pride Night events taking place in parks across America.
Right. Another once wholesome activity being corrupted by this movement. That nothing is sacred anymore, Jim. Everything. They've corrupted every institution, it seems.
Peter, let's address one other issue, and that is the church. And we've got a story here, too, from LifeSiteNews.com about a Christian, and that's put in quotes, church in Florida hosting a LGBTQ youth pride conference. We also saw another a church that actually brought a drag queen into the pulpit to preach a message before parishioners on a particular day and for transgender awareness and so forth. The church is really at fault in all of this, is it not?
Yeah, the church is not being has lost its prophetic voice when the church is influenced more by the world than by the Word of God. It's very sad, and we're seeing the Southern Baptists are starting to go south, but the idea of promoting gender rebellion and homosexuality, which God calls an abomination, which so much in the Bible is clear, it's crystal clear where God stands on this sexual perversion, and yet to see churches promoting that, they're not Christian churches, they're phony churches, and so we see fake news, we see fake morality, now we see fake Christianity.
Peter LaBarber, our guest here today. Peter, your website?
Americans for Truth, and that's F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.com.
And folks, we're going to open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk. Your reaction to these issues here today, I mean, we are seeing exactly the unfolding of Romans chapter 1, are we not? God gave them up unto uncleanness. God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829 is our telephone number here today. And Peter, just want to say hats off to a pastor who, and I'm trying to find the church, but stood up to the issues. And as a result, he lost his lease where his church was attending, holding services because of his stand on this very issue.
Right. We need more boldness. We need more, you know, we have to give it to the Lord. Let the Lord, we are going to suffer. This has become the zeitgeist for our age. This is the new religion, this revolution. It's a secular religion, but even people who call themselves Christian are now promoting it. And so if you take a stand, you may suffer, but you're suffering for Jesus. Just remember that.
This was Georgetown, Texas, and members of a church who spoke out against public subsidies for sexual politics at a city council meeting believe their eviction from the Georgetown Palace Theater was in retaliation for their speech, speaking against this. Well, our lines are packed here today. And folks, your thoughts here on this so-called Pride Eve. Let's go, first of all, to Shorewood, Wisconsin. Anne, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just have two short things to say. One of them is you spoke about the church earlier. There's a church, I'm not going to say what denomination I hear, but on the corner of where I live, and they're flying big rainbow flags. to love is love and all these types of things. Very confusing to children and things like that, but I just wanted to make that point. And number two, when I was, Peter brought up a point earlier about Disney being very selfish and little children, you know, were loving that little character, Buzz Lightyear and Woody and all that. When I was a little girl, I remember marveling at the rainbow, and I still do, in the sky. And I find myself now, and do they use that in spite of the Lord, talking about the rainbow in Genesis 9? Well, I wonder if they do that in spite, picking that rainbow symbol. But I find myself not wanting to buy my little granddaughters rainbow things, even though they're, in past times they were so attractive and cute and signified the rainbow. Mm-hmm. And now I don't even want to buy my little granddaughters anything with rainbows on because it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So I just wanted to make those two comments.
Thank you, Anne. And keep in mind, the rainbow is a promise from God. He would not destroy the world with a worldwide flood once again. Certainly, its judgment will happen future by fire. But, Peter, the rainbow is God's promise, and we need to remember that. It's been hijacked by the LGBTQ+ agenda. But, Ark Encounter has lit up in the rainbow to show, no, this is a promise from God, and that has outraged LGBTQ activists.
Yeah, and Jim, they've hijacked so much. I mean, they've hijacked the civil rights movement. You actually have, when we had true racism in this country, where African-American, black Americans in certain areas could not use, for example, a restroom, a public restroom, because of their skin color. You now see transgender activists. That was an awful thing back in Jim Crow, in the Jim Crow era. You see transgenders comparing themselves to these to the black struggle for civil rights. Yeah. And it's just outrageous because they can't use a restroom because they're biological males. I don't want a biological male in a public restroom with my daughter or wife. That's outrageous. And it's very outrageous for them to compare their radical subversive movement to the noble struggle for black civil rights.
Let's go to Jack next in Phoenix, Quiet. Arizona. Jack, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, guys. I appreciate today's program, and I just wanted to make two comments real quick. State Farm Insurance, I found out about this travesty on Friday, and I was in my State Farm competitor's office today changing my insurance. I just encourage any State Farm customer to do that. And then secondly, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that Dan Caffey 3 years ago bowed to the LGBTQ XYZ pressure with Chick-fil-A, and they now support the LGBT whatever XYZ nonsense. And I don't see that most Christians know this. So I want to make sure that that word gets out there, too, because I see lines and lines of cars at Chick-fil-A almost every day. It makes me sick.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, those are my comments. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And, Peter, this is something you've addressed before with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I was one of the few people calling out Dan Caffey. I just thought it was so unnecessary what he did. They tried to railroad him because he said that marriage is between a man and a woman, and he ended up apologizing, Jim. And Jim, he's just one of many. We've seen so many Christians and conservatives capitulate to this agenda. I support the work of Christopher Rufo. He did great work exposing CRT, and now he's fighting Disney, and he's doing terrific work. However, Christopher Rufo on Twitter congratulated Dave Rubin, who's a homosexual Republican activist who's in a so-called homosexual marriage, and they're acquiring two children through surrogacy. Now, why is a conservative congratulating a homosexual Republican for creating a household where there will be no mother intentionally, a motherless household by design? That's not something a conservative should get behind. And so we have to stay principled. We have to hold everybody, including conservatives, including pastors, including the church, hold them accountable. Stick with God's truth and hold everybody you can accountable and be active.
Let's go to Marcy in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having a station where we can get some truth. I quit watching PBS because I was being lambasted with all of this homosexual stuff. But I want to say this. I'm part of the Child Protection League here in Minnesota, and I got this alert email. Pine City on the 4th of June is having a event. Do taxpayers know they are paying for a pornographic filmmaker, stripper, and Satanist to entertain their children and community? And they encourage calling the Pine City office. I can give you that number.
Very, very quickly. We're up against a break.
Can I hold on?
No, just quick of it out here, please, Marcy.
320-629-2575. That's Pine City, June 4th. What I just read is going to be happening.
Thank you for the call. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. In November of 2021, a group known as NTI, Nuclear Threat Initiative, put out a report of a fake country that had an outbreak of monkeypox. And in the report, they said it would outbreak in May of 2022, May 15th, 2022, to be precise. Well, guess what? That's pretty much when we started hearing about monkeypox in the news overseas and now in America. They went on to describe the goal, the objective, give more power to the World Health Organization, which is China, which is also the biggest funder of WHO, reported to be Bill Gates. So do you want the UN, Bill Gates, and China running our healthcare system and telling us when there's an emergency and when we have to shut down our businesses and our churches and our schools and stay inside? If we don't fight this global tyranny, that's what's coming. They've already gamed it, and now it's being rolled out. For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House.
AmericansForTruth.com or AmericansForTruth.org will get you to Peter LaBarbera's website. He is founder and president of Americans for Truth. And taking your phone calls here today on Crosstalk, our next caller holding the longest, Sharon in Muskego, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I am embarrassed to say that I work for Target and I cashier there. And I am asking for prayers that I can find something else because Target just goes farther and farther down into this filth. This year, we're going to be in the Pride Parade, of which, of course, I'm not. But this is where they're going. And the Tomboy X line, they just don't have the binders. They've got what is called packing underwear. So that if you're a male, you can buy this underwear and tuck your privates behind. So that's what they're selling. Their LGBTQ pride display is just non-binary books for kids. And here's what's disturbing. I cashier and I see parent upon parent buying this. Yesterday when I went to work, there were two of those books left. So that's concerning. The parents are right up there with it. You can't say anything because you might as well go speak to a wall.
Wow.
I would ask, please don't go to Target and buy and pray for me that I can get out of there.
Sharon, thank you for your call. Peter, very troubling there.
Yes, and she's absolutely right. Parents are a problem. They've bought into this propaganda. Sometimes they're bullied by their own children. The children threaten suicide. They say, if you don't allow me to become the opposite sex, I'm going to kill myself. There's all sorts of horrible things happening, but it starts with the propaganda and the brainwashing. And online, it's not just schools, Jim. It's online. There is just an incredible push on one side, and people who speak for the other side are often afraid to let their voice be heard.
Let's go to Eddie in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call. I appreciate the program. I appreciate the great job y'all were doing. Well, it caught me off guard that I deal with State Farm Insurance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask a stupid question here. But do you think they're giving them tax breaks or money behind the door or something? I just don't understand all of these big-tech companies turning rainbow. I'm just wondering what's really going on here, because it just don't add up. I mean, I'm not that smart, but there's more to this than meets the eye.
Yeah, there really is. And Peter gave somewhat of an explanation here as to them bowing. They want this 100% approval rating from the Human Rights Campaign, Peter, and this is what's causing many corporations to advance to new levels to seek that approval.
Yes, Jim, and there's information on my website. They actually get points for making large donations, and that's we've seen this more and more over the years. These corporations, they get points for shilling for the LGBTQ movement, and we have to develop some sort of conservative response, Jim, because they're not hearing enough from conservatives. The blowback is happening now, but there's so much water under the bridge. These organizations have millions and millions of dollars given to them by these major corporations.
Let's see. Linda is next in Sardinia, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, this is my son, in 1995, he committed suicide. He was gay, and I found out after he committed suicide that he had been molested by his uncle when he was 11 years old. But he was on the internet all the time when he was in school. And we realized that he was gay, and we all tried to talk to him, and he kept moving further and further away. He ended up down in 14th and Main Street in Cincinnati, and he kept getting HIV tests. Well, he was about to have the autopsy showed that he was about to have an appendix attack. His appendix was all inflamed, but I think he thought he was dying from AIDS, and he hung himself.
Wow,
and no matter what we did, there was no way. He just surrounded himself with all them those lesbians.
Peter, I want to ask you to do one thing, ma'am. Number one, could you contact me through my website? And number two, I want to say that this is one of the saddest things I think in this whole movement is when people are molested, and yet they still say that the person is, quote, gay, as if that's their natural identity. Here they have been molested in a deviant sexual way when they were young. For example, this happened to Don Lemon, who is one of the anchors at CNN, their big liberal, hates Trump. He was molested. So many homosexuals were molested in their youth, and yet they still say, oh, that's gay, that's who they are. It's just, it defies logic, it defies common sense, but it's happening all the time. Mm-hmm. So please contact me with that story.
Thank you, Linda, for the call. AmericansForTruth.com. Philip in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you are on the air.
Yes, hi, Jim. Thank you for having me on. Just real quick, I'm here in Albuquerque, and we have probably the biggest church here called Calvary Church. Been going there 27 years. Me and my wife raised our kids there. Mm-hmm. And just got heartbroken this past weekend finding out that they're going to be having a gentleman named Gregory Combs. I guess he wrote a book called Single Gay Christian. He's actually going to be teaching at the church from the pulpit on June 8th. And I approached some of the leadership there. My sons did. And it's been verified. And just absolutely just heart-wrenching to hear this.
Okay, I don't know anything about his background here, Philip, but thank you for your call here today.
Could I say one thing on that, Jim?
Yeah.
Which is this idea of LGBTQ plus Christianity, which is right now they're saying, oh, we're celibate, but we want to maintain our gay, lesbian, or bisexual, transgender identity. Well, first of all, who wants to identify by their sinful inclination? Who does that? We don't see adulterous so-called Christians or porn-using Christians or lying, stealing Christians. Why would we talk about gay Christians, LGBTQ Christians? He's part of that movement. It's very dangerous, and it's another avenue by which they are subverting the Christian church.
Let's final call today, Larry. Go ahead, Larry. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi there. See, I've put a lot of this fault on the church, and this just didn't happen overnight. The fact that pastors are afraid to preach the full gospel, the whole gospel, because they seem to be more men-pleasers than God-pleasers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll give you an example, and you guys can run this by if you want, but think about women, for example. They can wear any article of clothing they choose, miniskirt, long shirt.
Tell you what, I'm not going to be able to let you develop this thought here because we only have 20 seconds left. I want Peter to get a final comment in there. Thank you for the call here, Larry. Peter, go ahead.
Well, one thing I'd say is it's as politically incorrect to be against fornication, in other words, sex outside marriage, mm-hmm. as it is to be against homosexuality. So the caller is right. But, Jim, the bottom line is we just have to stick to the eternal word of God, the truth there, and we have to stand by it, use that to hold others accountable, including in the Christian and conservative movement.
Indeed. And, Larry, we apologize. The clock is unforgiving for us, and we just ran out of time here. Know we not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, nor fornicators, or idolaters, nor effeminate, abusers of themselves, And Scripture says, such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Friends, there is hope found in Jesus Christ. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.